instead of just on a phone or something. But yeah, on the wall. with chopsticks. I don't know, maybe dinner table or something.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I want to display it on the dinner table.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it will make sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with chopstick and other stuff on the table. That's a very good question. I never thought about it, but...
Thanks. Yeah, we had to make up all these questions the other day.
How many questions do you guys have?
I got like 5, but it's supposed to be like a fluid thing, you know, so there's no pressure or anything. They're just things that I was wondering.
Following year, 2017, fall semester, I came from Japan. And yeah, it's been amazing. I love being at IAIA.
Yeah, the campus is beautiful. I thought the same thing when I did the tour thing. But that's nice. Happy for you.
Do you mind?
Do I mind what?
Right. Do you mind if I ask you, how did you find IAIA?
Oh, yeah. One of the alumni, so the one of the graduates was a security guard at a gym kind of thing that I went to, and he always was drawing and stuff, and I was like, what are you doing? And I like to draw, and so we would talk about it, and he's like, you should go to the school. And but I'm not like the best artist, so I was like, I'll do museum studies. And so so I chose museum studies.
Nice. Which year are you in?
I think I'm a sophomore.
That's cool. Yeah,
I think my junior year is coming up.
Exciting.
Yeah. What are you?
My major?
Like your year. What's your year?
Oh, sorry. I'm a senior.
Duh. I'm sorry. Senior project thing.
That's okay.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Are you looking forward to it?
I'm actually a photographer major, so I want to work as a photographer in the United States, but I need to apply for a different visa, which is kind of expensive, so I have to look for a sponsor to help me out with my financial status. But I will try to stay in the US, but if not, I can go back to Japan and teach English or something. I have no idea yet. I shouldn't know.
No, take your time. Yeah. My last one was about emotions. Like, so it could be, how did you feel when you made this piece? Or how do you want people to feel when they see it? You know? Like, I don't know. What do you feel about it or anything?
Emotions.
Yeah.
To me, it's probably anger and sadness because this piece is obviously a feminism art. Purpose of this project is to promote equal rights of both women and men. And back in Japan, we still have this man-dominant culture. So man has more power than women. And I need to fix that because it's not right. And, it's not something that we want to see. Like, men taking advantage of a woman. So when I was creating these pieces, it made me kind of upset because I know how it's like in Japan. And I think we do have the same man dominant culture in the United States as well. So I want people to think like, what? I want viewers to think and kind of help me promote this equal rights movement.
Yeah, like bring it up.
Yeah.
Or had topic, have people discuss it, kind of. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about what's going on with feminism here in America?
No. I mean, I think I don't know. No.
That's okay.
I just know, I don't know about the wage gap.
Oh yeah, wage gap. Yeah.
I saw this thing actually. My mom was telling me about it. On the 29th or something, you know that app, TikTok?
Yes, I do.
That one, I guess, guys made it like a national rape day.
Oh.
And the 29th or something, and now they're telling women to stay inside and, you know, like, how is that even a thing?
Yeah.
And
interesting.
Yeah, it's really like awful. And yeah.
Yep. It is. Well, I didn't know that.
I know, it's just crazy stuff every day. But
yeah, especially on TikTok, there's so much craziness going on. Yeah.
Mm. But were you gonna say something about feminism?
I barely started research on feminism, so I don't know much about it. I will let you want to know more.
Okay. They had a women's march in 2000 something, and they wore pussy hats. They were cat hats with ears. like cat ears, and they called them pussy hat. What is it? So it was like 2000, I don't know, 17, 18.
Oh, okay.
Something. And they did a march in Washington, and it was like the biggest march. I don't know what started it. I forgot. I think it was like, I don't know. It was a long time ago.
Oh, it's okay. Thank you for mentioning. I'll look it up.
Yeah. Might help. Something. Those are all the questions I had. Could this be, I don't know, a print? I'm not familiar with, like, printmaking and stuff like that.
Oh, it's okay.
But it looks, I don't know, can you make a print out of that? Do you think you could?
I think so. I can take a photo of it and take it to printmaking studio and make more prints, or I can even make like postcards or something.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be nice, especially with the flag and a postcard. That'd be so sick.
Probably. Yeah. Oh, I had a weird question. I asked this to my fellow students too, but can you tell these are vaginas at your first sight, or do you have to take time to see what those are?
I can tell. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like a, I don't know, a guy wouldn't, or an old man, but I can. Yeah. I think, definitely. Yeah. I've been looking at it for so long now, I'm getting confused, but yeah. Yeah.
That happens. Yeah, some of my friends said that these kind of look like a bean sometimes.
Like beans?
Yeah, beans. Bunch of beans. But if you take a close look, you can tell these are vaginas. So, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Little bean vaginas. Maybe. Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. Cool.